November 5th, 1907. A Call to Service. Ellen G. White.
Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. True indeed are these words. Everywhere there are hearts crying out for the living God. The Lord has his representatives in all the churches who have faithfully walked in all the light that has shone upon their pathway. They hunger to know more of the ways and works of God. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. Many are on the very verge of the kingdom, waiting to be gathered in. These demand the service of those to whom God has entrusted his truth. And those also who are dead in trespasses and sins demand our service. The man who is wholly absorbed in his counting room, the man who finds pleasure at the gaming table, the man who loves to indulge perverted appetite, the frequenter of the theater and the ballroom, put eternity out of their reckoning. They are not in the procession that is moving heavenward, but are led by the great apostate. And if they continue in this path, they will, with him, be destroyed. All around us are souls perishing in their sins. Every year, thousands upon thousands are dying without God and without hope of eternal life. The plagues and judgments of God are in the earth, and souls are going to ruin because the light of truth has not been flashed upon their pathway. The heart of God is moved. Souls are very precious in his sight. It was for this world that Christ wept in agony, for this world that he was crucified. God gave his only begotten Son to save sinners, and he desires us to love others as he loved us. He desires those who have a knowledge of the truth to impart this knowledge to their fellow men. Now is the time for the last warning to be given. There is a special power in the presentation of truth at the present time. The proclamation of the third angel's message is our work. We are to present the truth in regard to the Sabbath of the Lord. God's memorial of creation has been torn down, and in its place there stands a false Sabbath. Satan has led men to declare that this is the true Sabbath. And in the belief of this delusion, millions are passing into eternity. But among many of those who ought to cooperate with him, there is a fearful lack of sympathy for souls unsaved. Unless our hearts beat in union with the heart of Christ, how can we understand the sacredness and importance of the admonition to watch for souls as they that must give an account? We talk of Christian missions. The sound of our voices is heard. But do we feel Christ's tender heart longing for souls? Who can sympathize with Christ in his distress and anguish as with quivering lips he exclaimed, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee! How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Who can say with Jeremiah, O, that mine head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people? We are living in the closing scenes of this earth's history. Prophecy is rapidly fulfilling. The hours of probation are fast passing. We have no time, not a moment, to lose. Let us not be found sleeping on guard. Let no one say in his heart or by his works, My Lord delayeth his coming. Let the message of Christ's soon return sound forth in earnest words of warning.
Let us persuade men and women everywhere to repent and flee from the wrath to come. Let us arouse them to immediate preparation, for we little know what is before us. The Lord is soon to come, and we must be prepared to meet Him in peace. Let us be determined to do all in our power to impart light to those around us. We are not to be sad, but cheerful, and we are to keep the Lord Jesus ever before us. He is coming soon, and we must be ready and waiting for His appearing. Oh, how glorious it will be to see Him and be welcomed as His redeemed ones! Long have we waited, but our faith is not to become weak. If we can but see the King in His beauty, we shall be forever and forever blessed. I feel as if I must cry aloud, "Homeward bound!" We are nearing the time when Christ will come with power and great glory to take His ransomed ones to their eternal home.